This week is the last chance for provincial voters to weigh in on changes to electoral boundaries that will see the Memram-Cook-Tantramar riding split up, creating a new Tantramar riding, which will be the smallest in the province. The commission charged with reviewing New Brunswick's electoral boundaries and representation is hosting 8 online sessions between Wednesday and Saturday this week. A session on Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. will focus on the southeastern ridings, including the new proposed Tantramar district. There are also 2 sessions open to province-wide input. At first glance, voters in Tantramar might not have too much to complain about, as their votes will carry more weight in electing an MLA in the next provincial election, according to politics professor Mario Levesque.
From a democratic perspective, you can question that in some ways, as the people in Tantramar will have a greater say in choosing their person because their voice is more powerful. So there's only 9,000 people that get to choose their elector, versus in some of these other ridings, there's 13,000 in some of these ridings and 12,000 and change. So you know, from that perspective, it's kind of odd.
Levesque says that with concentrated population growth in the southeast, the disparity issues will get worse over time. He expects the Moncton region to grow faster than Tantramar, which means the current 22% deviation could grow.
Tantramar region is not going to grow big time going forward. The other regions in the southeast will, so the Gap and Shadyac region and Kent region will. And we see this in the numbers on this page because the percentage difference in some of these other areas, such as Shadyac Bay, Dieppe, is 8% big, more electors than what they need. The one by Buktush, Kent, number 13, is 9% more. Kent North is 10.5, and so on. So basically what they had an opportunity here is to more appropriately address this by using that deficiency in Tantramar to more to make each of these ridings more equal. They chose to go along linguistic lines and put all French together, put all English together, and that trumps the electoral quotient.
After amendments to the Electoral Boundaries and Representation Act in 2015, the number of electors is allowed to deviate by as much as 25% in extraordinary circumstances, which includes linguistic communities. Levesque says that makes good cultural policy, but bad electoral policy in the long term.
They're just chipping away at the edges of the real problem in here. So that's, again, and I see why they're doing it. I understand why, because, I mean, the instructions to the commissioners are to also take into consideration historical reasons and or linguistic reasons as well, and cultural reasons. And I get that, but it doesn't make sense to have these hugely out of proportion ridings in terms of numbers of electors. You have to balance that in there as well. And this is kind of extreme. I mean, maybe if Tantramar was only 10, instead of 22% out of whack, maybe down to 8% or 10%, maybe there could be a case for it. But 22%, they didn't even try. I mean, they just chickened right out of it, and off they went. So to me, this is disappointing. But from a research perspective, and a public policy perspective, this is fantastic because it gives me all kinds of papers to write on and publish even more. So for that, I guess I should thank them.
That's Mount Allison politics professor Mario Levesque speaking about New Brunswick's proposed electoral boundary reform, which is up for one last round of public consultation this week. For details on joining sessions or submitting feedback, check chmafm.com. The deadline for feedback is January 15th, and the commission says it will file a final report by mid-March 2023.